Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. The summer holidays are getting closer by the day, and you know what that means.
It's summer vacation!
Since nothing ruins a vacation faster than running out of money too soon, we've got some tips to help you plan and enjoy your vacation without breaking the bank. Stay tuned to find out more.
Tip number one, save for your trip.
Have an account dedicated to saving for your vacation. With each paycheck, set aside a specific amount and steadily build up the funds you need to have an exciting vacation. This also gives you the flexibility to plan over long or short periods, depending on how much you're able to save. And with a dedicated account, it is less likely that you will unwarrantedly spend your vacation money.
Tip number two, take advantage of special offers.
Hotels and attractions often offer special rates at special times of the year, either on their own or through special sites or agencies. If you search carefully enough, you can find specials that will definitely benefit you and your family. The challenge is the search. It can be long and tedious, but the reward can be very satisfying. If, for example, you find a special that allows you to shave a third off the price of a stay at an all-inclusive hotel or a cruise.
Tip number three, work out a minimum daily spend for your vacation.
Like we said earlier, nothing ruins a vacation faster than running out of money too soon. Try to ensure this doesn't happen by working out a minimum amount of money you can spend each day to entertain and or feed yourself. You're less likely to overspend when your money is broken down into pre-arranged sums than kept as one large sum.
Tip number four, have some get mex or get sick money.
The concept of get mex money is something Jamaicans are well aware of. It's the money you keep in the far part of your wallet or purse in the event something unfortunate happens and you have to fend for yourself. When you're going on vacation, try to keep a small sum for emergencies. The idea is that you won't have to start from scratch if you encounter an unexpected financial challenge.
Tip number five, take advantage of free attractions.
There are lots of places that are free or heavily discounted on specific days. Don't hesitate to take advantage of these if you want to keep the fun and excitement of your vacation going. It goes without saying that the less you spend in one instance, the more you will have to spend in another. So including some free activities in your vacation should be a must.
And tip number six, research exchange rates.
When traveling to foreign countries, the exchange rate of dollars to foreign currency is going to affect your budget. Looking up the exchange rate before you go gives you a better idea how far your funds will stretch and allows you to do better budgets and plan for all the attractions you want to visit. So let's recap. Make sure you have a great vacation without breaking the bank by practicing the following. 1. Start a vacation account. 2. Look for discounts and special offers. 3. Work out a minimum daily spend. 4. Have some get vex or get sick money. 5. Take advantage of free attractions. And lastly, research exchange rates. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
Joan. How you look pants so long? Money I give up on the label?
Something my value more than money. The nutrition facts.
At the price you ever look pan.
Look here. This tin account have 20 milligrams of sugar per serving and the other one have 10 milligrams of sugar per serving.
So? Just take the cheaper one and come now?
No, Grace. We have to buy the one with less sugar. We have to watch our sugar intake or else we can end up with illnesses like diabetes and heart problems. And it starts one food item at a time.
Check the label. Check your facts. Safeguard your health.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.